Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mark Burkholz. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 22, verses 47 to 71. While Jesus was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, should we strike with a sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, and they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God, then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone is against Jesus. Judas betrays him. Peter denies him. The soldiers beat him. The council condemns him. Jesus suffered in every imaginable way at the hands of the very people who should have supported him, believed in him, and even worshiped him. Jesus knew all that was in store for him, and yet he still went forward, bearing every blow, every harsh word, every betrayal. He could have stopped it at any moment. He could have called a legion of angels to his defense. He could have fought back in word and deed, but Jesus chose not to. Jesus chose to endure all of this purely out of love for you. Jesus suffers for you, in your place, for your forgiveness and life. Yes, you may suffer too in this life. That's what you should expect. If this is how they treated Jesus, you cannot expect any better. But even if everyone else is against you, Jesus is for you. Jesus will never betray you. He will never hand you over to your enemies, because he has already defeated your enemies of sin, death, and the devil through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Jesus will never deny you. You bear his name in holy baptism. You belong to him, and he will not abandon you. Jesus will never mock you or mistreat you in any way. He is the perfect friend who will support you and defend you. And Jesus will never condemn you. Your sins have been washed away by his blood. You are pure and holy, as he is. And when Jesus returns in glory, he will raise you and take you from this veil of tears to live with him in peace, in joy, and in his love eternally. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you fulfilled your promise by sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to unite disciples of all nations in the cross and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.